The Holy Gospel is written in the 10th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, beginning with the 35th verse. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other on your left in glory." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." And when the 10 heard this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my Savior and Redeemer. Amen. I'm going to start kind of unusual, as we used to say, out in left field instead of home plate. Have you got a nickname? Have you ever given someone a nickname? You know, nicknames can be unusual. They can honor you. They can embarrass you. They can sometimes sum up who you are. So here, I'm old enough now, I thought, I've got to have some nicknames. Found three of them, okay? The first one came from the confirmation class. This particular year of confirmation, all of the students were into sports, all kinds of sports. And one of the young men turned to me, instead of pastor, he said, "Hey, coach, I never thought of that before. A pastor is like a coach for a confirmation class." And so I was very honored that he would call me that. The second one that I was given came from my church council. I was in the same church for 50 years, and each council passed it down. The word is cookie monster. Still have it, chocolate chips, what I prepare. The last one's really the one that I want to share with you. This came from the church lawyer. Whenever I wrote him a letter, the last thing I would say was pox. P-A-X, which is Latin for peace. He thought it was English and called me Pox. I explained it to him, and from then on, every time he saw me, he called me Pax, which means peace. What an honor that was. So at this stage, you've got to say, "Pastor, you're supposed to work on the gospel today. That's all very entertaining. How does that tie in? I didn't hear any nicknames in the gospel." Jesus had 12 disciples. Three he gave nicknames to. The first name he changed was Simon to Simon Peter. And then there are James and John. Do you remember their nickname? Sons of Thunder. Wow, what a nickname. I wonder what these guys did. Well, there's a passage way back in the beginning. Nazareth, where Jesus grew up, is in Galilee. In between is Samaria. Below that is Judah, which is Jerusalem and Bethlehem. Jesus is going from Nazareth through Samaria down to Jerusalem. The Samaritans and the Jews did not get along, and you had to get permission to pass through. Jesus asked for permission, and the people of Samaria said no. James and John instantly said, "Shall we call hellfire down and destroy this community?" They're not God. They can call fire from heaven down on a city? So Jesus tried to calm them down a little bit. No wonder they were called sons of thunder. It's pretty hard for me to grasp. What kind of ego do you have when you work for the Son of God and you say, I want to be at your right hand and your left hand? Well, guess where part of that came from? Their mother, recorded in Matthew, sat down with Jesus and said, I want my sons to be at the right and left hand when you get to glory. So what happens to these two guys who are sons of thunder? How do they turn out in the end? Wonderful, because they came to Jesus and he changed their life. Now, after Jesus died and rose from the dead, in Jerusalem, Peter and James, this James, the brother of John, Peter ran it for a while, he left, and then James ran it. And James was then martyred as the first martyr for the faith. The second of the 12 to die. Who died first? Judas Iscariot by his own hand. Now this James, if you look at the 12 disciples, there are more than one James. This James, who's the brother of John, is called James the Greater. The other James is called James the Lesser. Doesn't mean he's any lesser. It maybe means he was younger or older or shorter or something. Nothing really major at that stage, okay? So now we come to the rest of the disciples. Of the 12 disciples, only one would live to old age and not be martyred for the faith. His name? John, the brother of James, the sons of Zebedee. How did their lives change? If you look in the New Testament, what books do you find by John? The Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd letter of John, and the book of Revelation, which he wrote, we think, maybe at age 100 on the Isle of Patmos. And it's still a challenge. When Christ comes into your life, your life begins to change. When you leave the baptismal fount, the foundation has been laid. And our rule is to grow in that each and every day and become more and more Christ-like. Now, if you're a real old-timer like me and remember back to black and white TV, there was a guy who started the Today Show by the name of Dave Garroway. And I don't know if any of you remember him. He had a sign-off signal that he borrowed from a Presbyterian pastor who used it every time he ended his sermon. And it was peace. And that's what I leave with you this morning. Peace to each and every one of you. May God bless you and strengthen you and love you as only God can. In Jesus' name, amen.